amazing. We don't care who's on top. That is so awesome. See, I love it.
Conrad Bowl sounded like a person.
Oh my God,
so
I love
playing
that.
My bowl Conrad.
I love the look
Wait,
of that.
Are we actually going to have these out?
Yes. Oh my God, that's amazing.
All right. No, I'm back. We're back.
Okay. All right. Okay.
See how that works?
See? Surprise again. I love all the surprises today. But I love the shirts because, of course, it is an election year. Yes. And although we are a hot mess and together we would make one giant hot mess, I don't know that we could have worse candidates, right?
No.
Yeah.
You guys would be an upgrade from
I
a lot
so.
Of candidates.
Yeah,
I can
I'm gonna
think of,
I'm just
so.
Gonna go ahead and say, yeah, we'd probably do okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I love it.
So anyway, so we went Bowl Conrad instead of Conrad Bowl because Conrad Bowl sounded like a 92-year-old man.
Yeah.
So
or a bowling alley
or something. Yeah, yeah. Conrad Bowl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so
sounded like an actual
but,
name.
But yeah. As the ticket says, we don't care who's on top.
Right.
Referring to the ticket and the party, of course. If you think otherwise, that's a you problem.
That's on you. So. Dirty birdies.
Right.
So yeah, fun. Yeah. I love when we get to sit down. Just the three of us, because it gives us a chance to kind of woosah, but also to talk about all the things that have been going on that we haven't really gotten to talk about together.
We've all left jobs of our own volition or been shown the door. Mm-hmm. Have you ever publicly gone out the door like Chuck Miller, the airport manager, did?
No, he really
dropped the mic.
He really did.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He had called David. I'd actually heard Chuck at a council meeting that I was covering a few weeks back, just on a tear. And I was like, boy, that sounds like a guy who's not long for this town. And he made it official. He talked to David. And David, there were a couple of things that he ended up not printing that were probably R-rated.
Yeah.
But then he said, well, can I run this? He's like, well, I'm talking to the committee Wednesday evening, so you can run it then. So we had the story already, and David was at the meeting, and as soon as Chuck said, I'm out, David said, okay, you can post the story now. Post the story just like that.
So now is Chuck retirement age?
He is heading to Valdosta, Georgia.
So he already has.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You don't light that torch without having something in your pocket.
That's what I was going to say. So there's a difference between, you know, leaving on your own volition, being shown the door, but one thing I've always learned and I hope to teach my girls, never burn bridges. You never know when you're going to come across these people again.
You ever see Bridge on the River Kwai?
No.
He did that to that bridge.
Yeah. Just lit that son of a bitch up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's what I'm like. You never know. So he already has a solidified position. Mm-hmm. Kudos. You know, yeah. Kudos for him.
And he's not leaving until the 17th.
Okay.
So he's going to be here for like a few more days.
I mean, also,
unless he's taking vacation time to say, okay, I'm done. So.
I love the fact that he, you know, he felt the need to speak his mind, and he did so. But yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future? So
I don't know. I don't think he's going to.
He's not too concerned about it
here. And,
oh no.
And no, but I mean, let's say he goes for another position that, you know, he has to interact closely with community leadership.
And they Google him.
They might look back at this and say, well, it kind of seems like we don't want, you know, this type of player on our team, because who knows what's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying...
That's a valid point.
I would say, though, like, for the time spent that... if you Google him, you would see the time spent or how many years... He was here for quite some time.
2 years.
Was he?
Oh, I thought it was...
Two?
Quite. 2 years.
Okay, never mind. I thought he was...
No. There was a young woman who had the job before, and she's somewhere down the Metro East. I can't remember which airport, either Muskoda or Belleville. She's down there now, and then before that, hey, I don't even remember. So, I mean, they've gone through a few of them lately. And again, anytime you have one of these little airports, it's challenging. You know, they had the issues with the airlines. It sounds like Fly Southern's gotten their stuff together now, and they kind of got some things figured out. You know, all the smaller airlines have had a really rough patch, and they've done a ton of work out there in terms of improvement of runways and things like that. A lot of that stuff was already in the works when Chuck got the job, but then it is. It's not an easy position, and unless you have a guy like a Marty Stegeman or a Jeff Steinkamp who was already in city government doing something else, and then they took this position on. Anybody who's come in from out of town has really, I don't think, even Mark Hanna, who's now the guy who runs the airport in Springfield, he was here for a while. But still, for the most part, unless you're kind of tied in, it's gonna be tough to keep anybody, I think.
Hmm. So. Why is that, do you think?
It's just a hard job. I mean, it's a small airport, and you know, you're always going to be, you know, trying to, you know, wrangle the your carriers. You've got hangar issues to deal with. You've got constant repairs. You've got all the acreage you have to make sure gets taken care of and mowed. You've got all the fences, and of course, you have to worry about the feds, because you're governed by the feds, yeah, as well. So it's not fed state. You got every agency there is, you know, sniffing around and just making sure all your paperwork's in line.
Very political.
All that stuff. So yeah, it's a tough position. I don't envy anybody in it. And of course, Chuck was really great to deal with on our end,
yeah,
and as noted by, you know, him just calling David up or talking to David and, yeah, saying, hey, I'm,
well, I love here, that he got to say what was on his mind. I hope it doesn't come back to bite him, and
yeah,
say lovey, right?
Yeah,
what
Tripp
say about anything?
It's in the story. I don't remember. I mean, we did talk to the mayor, and he gave his 2 cents on it.
Yeah.
So, but again, now it's up for him to find somebody else. And again, anytime now you're looking at taking a job with the city in any vacant positions they have, especially if it's an appointment that deals with the mayor, there's a really good chance in 14 months somebody else is mayor. We just got a new HR director. We just got a new IT director. And now you're going to be getting a new airport director. So you're going to have 3 high-level administrative positions that are all going to come in and be relatively new. And then if Mike wins re-election, I guess they're fine. But if Mike doesn't win re-election, it's the new guy or the new gal's prerogative to bring in their own people.
Yeah.
So... Hmm. I mean, been there, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. There's always something going on. I feel like there's so much going on with city council. Like, they made a lot of decisions recently,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, the riverfront funding, I don't know if that ever really got pulled. I think there's been a couple different, they go back and forth, right?
They did. They pulled it. I mean, and yeah, anybody says otherwise, no, they said, we're not going to earmark this TIF funding for you any longer. It may be if they come back with this committee or this Riverfront Development Committee were to possibly come back with a viable plan, perhaps the city would recommit. Now, the county was supposed to upgrade to $350,000 in commitment had the city and park district jumped in, but the park district, where the land is actually at, where, mm-hmm, we're talking about, Park District said no. So now the county, it appears, is the only one, are the only ones who are left putting any money in. And who knows if that's in question. You know, if that comes up at next week's county board meeting, and the county board members, some county board members say, well, the city's not doing any money, the park district's not doing any money, why are we doing this? That's going to be another viable question. So again, the Riverfront Committee, they have a grant for a study for the amphitheater, mm-hmm, that I believe was secured by Laura Sievert and Arts Quincy. So they do have something going along in that regard. But again, they have no funding stream, and if they don't have this TIF money or this TIF money from the city, it's not TIF money from the county. I believe, yeah, it's ARPA money from the county.
Right.
If they don't have this earmarked, then, and if it's not actually in their bank account, I don't know if they're going to be able to say they have it or not. Again, that's going to be, I think that's going to come up for discussion at next week's county board meeting.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that at the county board meeting, they'll probably bring up the new jail then too? Like, would that be
the new courthouse? Possibly the new courthouse?
Sorry, yeah.
Well,
like, would that be in the same realm of discussion? Like, hey, we can't put the money towards this. We have to start looking at this. Or is that just separate?
You can say that. You can say, why would we spend, you know, the county's got $1 million set aside for housing. If all of a sudden now the county needs $10 million for a heating and HVAC system, yeah. Yeah. Or they say, well, why are we going to spend $10 million on this? Why don't we just spend $40 million on a courthouse? Got $1 million sitting there they're supposed to use for housing. Why wouldn't you say, well, we're going to spend the money on our own house first?
Yeah,
that's a legitimate question. Sure, they can.
You can take money earmarked for something else. That
this money was given by the Fed. This is part of the ARPA money still.
Okay.
And the feds have basically said you can do with it what you want now.
Gotcha.
At first, it was like, okay, we want all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed, and the money goes here, the money goes here. Now, basically, if you've still got ARPA money laying around in your bank account, you can do whatever you want with it, basically.
Gotcha.
So the county's got the money. So they've got some money still left over. But again, if they want to put it toward this, that's a discussion to be had. The county has voted to earmark that housing money. That doesn't mean they can't undo that. But again, they're going to have to find at least $10 million for an HVAC system, if not more, if they decide to go courthouse route. So they've got a lot of big decisions to make in that regard. And again, with the city pulling its money from the riverfront, that's, again, that's, and then the county, this being in limbo, again, yeah, there's just a lot of balls up in the air right now. And, of course, it's an election year. There are a few county board seats that I think are up for grabs. I know we had some in the primaries. And then, like I said, we've got 1 year from this week, we will be voting. We will have our municipal election. Now, there's a Republican primary in February between, so far, Dan Brink and Mike Trope and perhaps someone else. We don't know. And then if there's a general election, it'll be the winner of the Republican primary against a Democrat. Going to be pretty tough for a Democrat to win in Quincy mayor. I'm just saying.
And they still, there's not been any announcements, right?
No, nothing as of yet. And we won't get that until September. They have to actually have that a name on the ballot. I think they have that decided in the fall for the February primary. But then if no one is in the primary, the party could always appoint somebody. But again, we don't know that right now. Right now, we just know that there are two men who have said they're running for mayor, and for sure. And so that's what we'll start focusing on here probably this fall.
Yeah.
So.
Never a dull moment.
Because you two are not running for mayor.
You're not
running for mayor. No. If you're running for mayor, you can't be on here anymore. Then I'm doing the show by myself. Or I'm doing the show with Iyengar. So I don't want. No. God, no.
You'd love that.
You're sitting there eating cheeseburgers.
You just gotta have cheeseburgers.
Plain cheeseburger. I'm sitting there talking to him. He's eating a plain cheeseburger and nodding.
Yeah.
So.
Are we going to take a break?
Uh-huh. We can take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
A&B Properties is Quincy's largest apartment rental company with hundreds of units available. They offer short-term and long-term rentals with one up to four bedroom apartments. A&B Properties meets the needs of its tenants with care, compassion, and a quality of service that exceeds expectations. A&B Properties also has a convenient tenant app for you to do your payments or make repair requests. Give them a call today. A&B Properties, 217-919-8080, Quincy.
And which ones
are you looking at?
Kind
my
of
eyes?
Already have
your eyes.
Because
I'm, so
I'm
so happy.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
I'm so pretty. I'm so happy.
No, I love it.
So we had some fun with roundabouts again.
Yeah.
Yay.
So as I'm like looking at all this stuff, you posted something on Facebook that was like, we don't have to agree, but, you know, it doesn't mean we have to hate each other, which I love. And then I'm reading all of these things like the city's pulling money from the riverfront and the city is out of the roundabout and all of these things we have had, you know, pretty big debates and discussions on. So I'm like, hopefully nobody comes at us like we really totally influence this, because there were some aldermen that were pro roundabout, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of switched gears.
They switched gears because their constituents reached out to them and they said that, you know, there was that meeting really did show, I feel like, a little bit which aldermen were for their people and
which ones just take their opinion
kind
and
kind of. Yeah, I mean, there was some bantering back and forth of between the aldermen, and it brought light to the fact that there are some people that listen, even and that's not something that's easy to do too, like, especially when you kind of have it fixed in your head of what it should or should not be,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you're there for.
No, you're a representative.
And I feel like some of our older people, I will say,
well,
when I was running, sorry, I'll make this quick, when I was running, one of my big questions was, you know, how do you act as the voice, how do you get feedback in a way that, you know, make sure you're representing your ward.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really had a good answer outside of town hall meetings, but I don't know how many of those are held anymore. And if there is one held in my ward, you know, alone, I have yet to be invited or hear about it.
Third War, back when Kyle Moore, and he talked about this when he was on, Kyle and Paul Havermail, they would have regular town hall meetings that always were very well attended. They'd have pizza, and they would listen to people. And then I don't think any aldermen really do that now. I think the other thing to look at is also when officials get questioned on things, and they say, well, you should run for office. No, you ran for office. So you get to listen to me because you work for me and you ran for office. Or do you have a better idea? No, you work for me. Therefore, it's your job to have the ideas and my job to say, no, come back with a better idea.
Right.
That's not why you ran for office. You didn't run for office so you can say,
what's your plan?
You need to present a plan that is viable until I like it, mm-hmm. because I'm the voter, I'm the taxpayer, and that's how the system works.
And I understand, the passion or the feeling of like, if you're for something, and then it gets turned down, I understand kind of the defeat. And then when people come at you with their reasoning of why they're happy that it didn't go, I understand the yeah buts. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, that ship has sailed, let's move on and focus on the next thing. But I feel like sometimes we get really down in the we hold ourselves back politically, I think, on these things, because there's a lot of, well, I'm right and you're wrong. And okay. It's a lot of, you know, it's proving people right and wrong versus let's do what's best for our community. Mm-hmm. And although you think you're doing the best thing at the time, when you're the minority as it comes to a vote, you have to just take that and be okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think those town hall meetings or like the lack thereof has anything to do with just the fact that we have the internet, you know?
No, I mean, Paul, it's not like...
Like, or
when Paul,
I guess people
we
are
had
more...
We had the internet when Paul and Kyle were in office.
People are more connected to their alder people through Messenger, emails, or whatever. I mean, I know that existed then, but it's more prevalent now or more accepted in society.
I think that's a really good possibility, but it still doesn't stop an alderman from once or twice a year, if a quarter, just mm-hmm. at some point randomly just to say, hey, we're going to meet at the park that's in my ward, and if you have anything you'd like to discuss going on with the city, please come talk to me. We'll have some tower or some Gem City pizza, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, or technology, you could use it to benefit you to gather a greater response through, the multitude of software. Like,
sure.
MailChimp. You send out you can send out a group text that just said, you'd have to get everybody's approval, but there are ways. And then, do you approve of this? Yes or no? Easy peasy. Go majority, because those are your constituents.
Well, again, not
cutting it dry, but you can use it to your
There benefit. Are times though where you are the person who's elected and you do need to do what's best, and sometimes your constituents aren't always right. Sometimes it's like, no, we have to do this. I'm sorry. But there are times where your constituents are like, yeah, you're right. We should do this.
Yeah.
That's how democracy works. I mean, and then it's up to that alderman, that representative, to say, I know you didn't agree with it, please listen to me and let me explain why we had to do
this. There you go. That's
what's
missing.
That's how you do it.
That's what's missing.
It's like, look, this is why I felt this was necessary. If you don't, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, again, that's how it works. And, we elect these people to represent us, but we also elect them to use their own best judgment sometimes. Because if you have two constituents who are telling you two different things, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, I got to make my own decision.
That reasoning is, it needs to be there, like, I guess at the end. I don't want to say, like, you should explain yourself, but, yeah, I mean, you should be pretty transparent to your, in that 100%. Explanation mm-hmm. or conversation would be.
Because I think education is a big part of it, so when you have someone who doesn't agree with it, let them know why this is important mm-hmm. for the community, right? And even if they still don't agree with you, you have done your job of explaining why you voted the way you did. Right?
Yeah.
And then they have the choice next vote mm-hmm. to go with you or not.
Yep. They can boot you if you have an opponent. But the problem is there's so many of these races that are uncontested. There's so many. We don't have
a tough job. Nobody wants to do
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't say nobody. But there are people in those positions for a long time, who are not contested for a reason. And then there are reasons that people who've been in there for a long time keep those positions because mm-hmm. they have a loyal ward, right? Yeah. I mean, for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then getting people to actually vote, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get more people active. And I think that's where technology comes in play. Use it. We can use it to garner more engagement, I think.
Speaking of which, I saw your interview of the news this week with Chuck Bevelheimer mm-hmm. and Jason Parrott, and they mentioned at the end about the meeting and how it was very openly advertised, and it was advertised on the city agenda again. I don't think normal Quincyans just go on the city agenda and check what's on it. It was advertised through the Herald Whig. Again, you did, but you didn't. Who reads that?
Yeah.
And then finally, they said something. It was announced, I guess, at the meetings or something like that. Where was it not announced? Your Facebook, social media. That's
like me putting a honeydew item on like my calendar for Luke. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this over here. Well, it's there. You should have seen it.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. No,
if you want more engagement. Yeah. Make it more available.
It's obvious they could have done a better job of making it known, not necessarily that it was secret, but yeah, I mean, yeah, transparency.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it goes all the way around.
Kind of. I don't know. It's not just Quincy, though. I do realize I was listening to one of my people in Hannibal that were talking about how they were getting ready to have like a big open meeting act for the public, and they allotted them like 1 hour's time. Yeah. And somebody was like, wait, an hour? Like, what if you have 20 constituents ready to speak at 7:30? This
or stormwater
was,
or whatever?
No, this was for the demolition of
St. Elizabeth's.
Yes. And which is a huge project for Hannibal.
Yeah.
And they were, it was an open meeting because there was a lot of elements to it where.
But at some point, you have to conduct the meeting. You can't be there all night.
Yeah, and see, I.
So if you say 3 minutes, you give an hour and you have 3 minutes per speaker. That's 20 speakers. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's a long time.
We had the one time Quincy City Council meeting where we had 55 speakers show up. That's an anomaly. Shoot, I don't remember what was. What was it?
The Sanctuary City.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's an important one.
So, yeah. So, an hour, I think, is a good amount of time. If you've got 10 to 15, 20 people showing up, yeah, that's. But, again, you also have to let them get their point across and let them know and get their point across. And, yes, say, hey, we're doing this tonight. Again, use your social media for that and not just random run-of-the-mill things like City Hall is closed for Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Don't make it so obvious that you only want people there who support your goal. I mean, that's all I'm saying. And yeah. It's of course human nature that you want to err on the side of, I want my echo chamber. I want my support. You hear this chair? Squeaking, driving me crazy. But
don't smell your own farts.
Right? Just don't make it quite so obvious, I think. Like, let's be honest. Let's be, just be... Have integrity, I think, is the big thing. Well, there's a lot of politicians anymore, and I don't want to lump all these people into it, but when you're in a group, you know that a certain group is going to get support if they have the certain people around them and no mm-hmm. one else, right? So let's open it up and get some more opinions, some more support, some more balance, right?
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with too, that. I think for everything, yeah. Any kind of open meetings act like that, I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's coming up next Monday night. The mm-hmm. first reading of it, I think.
Yes, April 8th, the day of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I'll be there. I have to cover it for David because David's going to be in court all day Monday. So
where?
I'll be at a council meeting. At the council meeting Monday.
I thought you meant the eclipse.
I will not be.
I will be there at the eclipse.
I will not be driving to Carbondale to see the eclipse.
So I had on, I forget his name, Randy Wolfmeyer.
From John Wood.
Yeah, yes. Was really, really interesting. He knows so much about it. And as much as I like to think that I'm above, I don't know anything about it, and I'm always willing to learn more. So I would love to travel and see just the masses of people that are there to see.
So the solar eclipse. Are we not going to be able to see it?
We'll get some. We'll get some of it.
Partially.
But we won't have the totality.
Totality that is was what it's called.
The totality.
So the phenomena of it blocking the sun in the middle of the day mm-hmm. is pretty crazy. I mean, it's pretty wild.
And we'll get some of that.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get total night or total darkness. Yeah. Like they're going to get.
When's the next one? Do you remember?
So the last one was 7 years ago. But when I asked him if we could determine the next one, he said it would be hard to determine the path. Like if we're going to be, so if there's another one in 7 years, it doesn't mean that Quincy's definitely going to be in the path. Right? And then I told Luke and he was like, it's 20 years. I don't know if he's a sciencer. I think maybe he just read that
we weren't going to see one for another 100 years.
See,
so.
I don't know. These are things I don't know.
Astronomer Luke Conrad.
Yeah.
Says,
right. He is a man of every subject. And I'm like, I don't know when to believe him and when not to believe him. He's pretty smart, but I don't know if he knows everything about a solar eclipse.
He's got that fine line between smart and bullshit, though.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
It helps.
That's why we make a good pair. So.
My man has reinstated or reactivated his Facebook. And everyone is asking, is this really him? Is this really him?
Yeah.
Because, you know, hackers, whatever.
I don't trust Facebook.
And he's doing it for a purpose. He's coming out with like a project where he's wanting to promote it. It's going to be something where it's heavily involved with music, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to record local artists too.
Okay.
And we're going to call it One Mic.
I love it.
It's going to be awesome. So yeah, promoting on social media.
Sure.
Good.
His Facebook.
Yeah.
But something weird about that. So when I am standing next to people, like I was standing next to people at the bar, he's home. They're getting notifications on their Facebook of people you may know. You know like how that goes through?
Yeah.
But it's buzzing their phone while I'm standing near them.
Hmm.
I'm like, that is weird.
That is weird.
It is.
Like they're like, wait, look what my phone just brought up. And I'm like, what is going on?
It's always listening. I think you just summarized the good and the bad of social media.
Yeah, I think so.
So the bad, of course, there's always the ability to, you know, for hacking, spam, people who aren't really who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the outreach, the connection. And then you also have, you could take it listening to you as good or bad, because sometimes I'm like,
help,
I want this. You know, and then I just leave my phone laying around and then it shows up on Luke's phone as ads. And yeah. Hey.
Now
yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, new Sorel boots. And then all of a sudden ads are popping up on everybody's phone. And there we go.
Wow.
See? That is, you're a genius.
I'm telling you, I'm full of life hacks, guys. Stay
this
tuned.
Is really good.
Yeah.
See? But then you buy that one pair, then you're going to get boot ads for the next year.
Nah, then you can just quiet them, I think. I don't want to see this ad. Why not? It's irrelevant. I'm wearing
boots.
The boots.
I bought my boots. I don't want the knockoffs. I bought the real thing.
Hey, but speaking of politics and social media, real quick, I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert on social media, but Instagram and Facebook have censored political posts, right? Mm-hmm. And now, so on Instagram, I know for sure you have to go into your settings and basically untoggle where it says limit political posts or limit political ads or something, and then you have to untoggle it. Otherwise,
you're
not
seeing. Facebook too.
I don't know about Facebook. I know on Instagram. I don't know how they're connected, so I don't know if you do one on one if it communicates to the other. But it is. It's true. I went and did it on mine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is
so
crazy.
You could see them, or so you'd block them.
Well, so I want to see them because
I
think no. But it's like I follow a lot of.
So do I, but I still don't want to see the ads.
Why?
It's not necessarily just ads. It's also content. So when someone's posting, which I love, you know, the quote unquote conspiracy theories about elections and, you know, immigrants and blah, blah, blah. But when they automatically toggle that you don't want to see it, it's got to be interference, right? Because they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that unless there's concern.
Yeah.
That
I think they're trying to block. I mean, block the information for a reason, obviously.
Regardless of the reason why they're blocking it. They're blocking it. It's kind of like the opting in for the mm-hmm. utility thing.
Mm-hmm.
They opt you in, then you have to opt out. I just am not comfortable with that because it's like not a lot of people
know
that you're opted in unless you have someone telling you that you have to go opt out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'll have to take a look at that because I don't know.
It's just kind of, it feels dirty.
I'll want to look and go do my own research if I want to vote for somebody. I'll need some freaking Facebook ad popping up and saying.
It's not an ad, though. It's anything.
No, it's like, content.
It's any
political
kind of
content.
If it flags it.
So it would be like.
Even us will probably
I see,
get
I see
flagged
that. Okay,
at some
I see what,
point.
I see what you're saying
now. It would be like yours limiting without your say-so mm-hmm. sports.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Right? So for people, you know,
now she put it in your
I can't have that.
I want my damn Cardinals score.
Relative terms, but because someone thinks that you shouldn't be interested in sports, they just go ahead and go, you know, limit your content.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. Okay. That's censorship and crap.
We'll check that out.
Yeah. So county board or city council, they did the X and then the X on the roundabout, and then they said yes to Jimmy Patterson.
Yes.
Yes.
Dwarfinators. We dwarf wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not even going to bring up the social
ring girl.
Media.
Huh? Ring girl?
No, but
you're be
so
ring girl?
He commented about
always,
the kangaroo.
They always go back and forth on social media. It's
he
great.
Commented about the kangaroo. I was like, I think the only kangaroo you could take is Love Bug, which I wouldn't let that happen. And I was like, you may have a better chance with the Dwarfinators. And so now I feel like I have to go and just see how this shakes out. But originally my thought was, where the hell is Scoreboard going to have the wrestling? Like in the
ring.
Outside.
But it's going to be outside.
Yeah.
So I originally, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this isn't real. This is just something Jimmy's doing to be funny. And then I kept seeing it. I was like, oh, this is real. And then I was thinking, where the hell are you going to have these folks? And
ring.
Now I know outside. That's going to be really
on the west
street
side.
Will be blocked off. That's what we went to council for.
Yeah.
And they're going to have all kinds of different things that the Scoreboard doesn't normally serve, like mini tacos, mini hot dogs, and things outside.
Yes.
Mini. You do have to have your tickets, though, to be there. So you have to order those ahead of time. The event is April 19th on Friday.
Yeah.
And 18 and older, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah.
And whether you agree with it or not, I know some people probably have a problem with, I don't even know what you would call
exploitation.
It. Exploitation. So I kind of go back and forth because I see the exploiting.
I see
but,
both, too.
Okay, but you're also supporting someone who has chosen this as a lifestyle.
No one's forcing them.
Hopefully.
Also, well, got it. I don't
know. Right, I know.
But, like,
I should
my
have
other thing is
there,
a lot of them like the performance aspect.
Yeah.
And this is your window or your avenue for acting, and it is acting. It's a show.
It's their stage.
It's a lot of practice,
and they get paid.
Yeah.
So
Do they have one called the Pebble?
I don't know.
What's that?
Because we have the Rock for wrestling, we have the Pebble.
I don't know, but I think there should be. Huh.
Somebody, I made a.
If you smooth what the Pebbles got cooking.
That was a pretty good voice, too.
That was really good.
That was pretty good.
Well, I didn't want to do my rock voice. So.
No. But I think either way, it's going to be interesting.
Your people's eyebrow.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Either way, it's going to be interesting, and it's something Quincy hasn't seen. And we used to have fight nights. I mean, for God's sakes, where
Quincy
we would let
has
people
seen
go out.
Oh, we had I went to some of those back at the Starlight.
They were intense.
Holy crap. Oh, yeah. I saw some guys just, That was intense.
I wasn't there for that, but I have attended actually, I don't know if it was the Dwarfinators, but I know we had some kind of event. It was at Backwaters. I'll never forget because I was on the third tier, like looking down at
it.
And they were doing all kinds of acrobatics. It was insane.
MMA at Oakley Lindsay Center. We got Dustin Jacoby, who of course is from Triope, and he played football at QU. He's big. He's like one of the best UFC guys in the country.
And he did the MMA there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I went to that event too.
So
yeah.
To not let the Dwarfinators come would be almost prejudice, I think, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to allow everybody to fight if we're going to be fighting.
Yeah.
Is he putting out a Yellow Brick Road too? Because that'd be awesome.
Oh, gosh. Now you're getting in deep. Now I'm not associated. Taking the shirt off.
don't take your shirt off.
Oh, that's all we need to do.
That would not be it.
But no, it should be an interesting time. And there's never a dull moment in Quincy.
No.
That is, it's one of the reasons I love it.
Yeah.
And there's never a dull moment here.
No, definitely not. So, da 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 da.